You're listening to Fritz and Friends on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Michael Cohen, filling in for Cheryl today with producer Scott Eckersley. With budget negotiations underway and Republicans in full control of both the House and the Senate, how much of a role are Democrats playing in the process? To talk about that, I'm joined by Democratic State Senator Bert Johnson. Welcome to the show, Senator.
Mike, how are you? Thanks for having me on.
Now, with you being in such a small minority in the Senate and the process set to move as fast as the budget potentially being passed by the end of May, how much of an input are you and your Democratic colleagues having on the process?
Well, we're expecting to have a lot more than folks would typically expect, and that's because a number of the particulars inside the governor's proposed budget don't necessarily meet the expectation or the approval, if you will, of some of his Republican colleagues and so in the legislature. And so what that does is that puts us in play on a number of issues, issues like the DRIC or the proposed Ambassador Bridge Plan. It also puts us in play as it relates to K-12 spending and how that conversation will actually go. We've also got a lot of traction with the Republicans on the proposed pension tax. And so we're expecting to have more say-so than people would expect.
I see. Now, were Democrats involved in that compromise reached on the pension tax?
Say that one more time, Mike.
Were Democrats involved in the compromise reached on the pension tax?
No. You know what? That was a retooling of the governor's proposed pension all his own. And I still know that it doesn't necessarily meet muster with all of the Republicans. So the reason I'm bringing that up is because there's not going to be enough votes today for that particular measure moving forward. And that's going to mean that the governor's going to be looking for some alternative votes, and it's going to mean that there's some things are probably going to have to change about his budget.
I see. You're saying even with the pension tax changed to the current version, that still probably would not pass the Senate?
Absolutely.
Now, would you expect the dynamics to be completely different if Democrats controlled the House or Senate?
I do, because frankly, it would put one chamber in play for the Democrats, whereas now the entire budgeting process, by definition at least, and the numbers that the Republicans have, allows them to actually pass a budget without one Democratic vote. And I think that's, you know, the really interesting thing here is that with them in full control, they haven't been able to put the kind of budget together that would get passed right now. So I don't think the date of May 31st is as rock solid as folks have been hearing. And I think we're going to see some of that stuff change. You know, we're going to be off for one more week this coming week. And I know a lot of budget negotiations are going to take place in this next 7 days. So we'll see what comes out of it. But there's a lot of discussions being had with Democrats about particulars now.
Governor Snyder says his number one goal in this budget is to stimulate job growth in the state. Do you agree with that priority?
Absolutely. I think it's the priority of every elected official, whether you're at the state or local level. But it's interesting to note that with that being his spoken number one priority out of this last election, of all the bills that they have passed to this point, Mike, there's not one bill that has created one job. And so it remains to be seen, particularly since the governor says that his budget priority is going to shift to the jobs next year. You know, it remains to be seen what his jobs plan is. And frankly, Democrats are trying to put a little more into the mix.
The governor is being criticized for restructuring the state's business tax, but that is something he ran on, and the MBT is widely criticized by economists and the business community. Isn't he fulfilling a promise that he made?
Yeah, I think he wants to fulfill that promise. Every politician who makes a promise to the public wants to do it, but I think it's a bit irresponsible to take $1.8 billion out of the MBT in this one calendar year and not do a phase-out over maybe 2 or 3 years to sort of ease the burden on whomever's going to be asked to catch the slack here. And in Michigan, we're seeing that you have seniors and young people and a number of folks who are below the poverty line being asked to take up the slack for that 1.8 coming out for the MBT. And it's just it's not a fair tax. It's not a fair and equitable way to really distribute burden on people. And so I would ask him to rethink that even and do a phase out, not a one-time take out of the MBT money.
I'm talking to State Senator Bert Johnson. Now, if the Democrats held a majority in at least one legislative body, what aspects of this budget proposal would be absolutely blocked?
Well, I think you would see a stand-up first and foremost for K-12 budget spending. And here's how that breaks down. That pot of money is proposed under Proposal A, as many recall, was passed back in the 90s. And Proposal A said that money that is in the K-12 budget, the school aid fund, if you will, should be used for exactly its purpose, and that is to fund schools and to take care of children who are between kindergarten and 12th grade and not to be shared with anybody over and beyond that. And when you hear people in the state of Michigan, especially the governor, talk about making education a priority, what we're asking him to do, and I'm sure if we were in control of one of the chambers, you'd see it as a real line in the sand, we're asking him to sunset his one provision in his budget that calls for taking $1.1 billion out of that fund and find that money elsewhere. And if it means that we have to be creative and do some other things, then Democrats will say we need to look at some of those other things. But today, having that money come out is a really disingenuous statement to the young people who are going to school across this state.
Having to make program cuts is unpopular no matter who's making that decision. Are there any reductions being made in the governor's proposal that you absolutely agree with?
In all honesty, I don't, and I'll tell you why. And this is Burt Johnson, the senator, his own, my own self speaking, and I'll tell you why I don't agree with what's been proposed. There are about $36 billion of corporate tax breaks and loopholes here in the state of Michigan, which means every calendar, every fiscal year, we see that amount of money go out the door and to corporations. Now, I'm a fan of business, Mike, but I'm also a fan of making sure that we're doing the honest thing for all people. If we simply reduced that obligation that we're making every calendar year, we reduce it by 10%. That's about $3.6 billion. You would have the budget completely solved. And so the point that I'm trying to make is that there is another more honest and fair way to distribute tax burden across this state, have businesses be in a position to be healthier and maintain small business and entrepreneurial growth, and at the same time take care of seniors and preserve K-12 spending and take care of the poor with earned income tax credits. And so I'm not just one of those Democrats who says no to everything a Republican proposes, but when it's of this magnitude and it's this egregious in my estimation, I don't think it's the smartest play for us to make.
I've been talking to State Senator Burt Johnson. Thank you, Senator, for joining me.
Absolutely. Have a great show. Thank you again.
Thank you. Coming up next, Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville. I'm Michael Cohen. We'll be right back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS.